Hello, welcome to Raw Japan, episode 159. This is Brandon Chin broadcasting from Itoshima, Fukuoka. And today we're going to talk about pollen allergies in Japan. So while I record this podcast, I'm listening to some new music from one of my favorite artists called Grouper. Her real name is Liz Harris, and this is some new music under a different alias called Nivhek. And I'm digging it. It's pretty good music to go to sleep. I think when she recorded it, when she recorded most of her music, it was basically, she used her music as a way to put herself to sleep because she was suffering from insomnia. But I tell you that because I'm trying something where I record the podcast without hearing my inner voice. So I'm just blocking out all the stuff in my head so I can just see what comes out. It's interesting. It's an interesting sensation. In any case, today I spoke to some Japanese people about the pollen season. There's basically two times pollen goes crazy. It's spring and in the fall. Or, it's pollen. They call it kafun. And people that suffer, they get allergies, they call it kafunsho. And a lot of people are now wearing masks and or are having strong reactions where they're sneezing and their eyes are watering. And a lot of people are suffering from it. I haven't come under it yet. Maybe sometime in March or April, maybe, but I'm not sure. If it comes, all you can do really is just mask up. Some people take medicine. I'd rather not. I'd rather see what my body can do to fight it off naturally. But I don't remember the last time I got it. If I did, it might have been in the spring when it got warmer, but very brief, where it didn't really stay with me. I mean, I don't even remember it now talking to you. But if you come to Japan for Golden Week, which a lot of people do in May, or to see the Sakura, which is the best time to see it is the end of March, beginning of April, watch out for this pollen allergy. Maybe wear some masks or come prepared with medicine, whatever you take. I'm not sure. But a lot of people are suffering from watery eyes and runny noses. So be careful out here. And that's it. That's all I had to say today. It's health is, we take it for granted, you know. I mean, it might sound really simple, just a little bit of pollen and you sneeze and your nose is running and your eyes are watering. There's much worse diseases out here, I know. But you take your health for granted. I mean, now that you don't have it, for me, for example, all the people around me are suffering from it, but I'm just kind of chilling. And I'm doing my best to remind myself that I should appreciate this time now when I'm healthy and I have nothing. Because once it does come, it's going to be a different story. I'm going to be regretting pining for the time when I was healthy, which is understandable, but it's also a good option to appreciate when you are healthy so that you don't suffer from so much guilt in addition to the symptoms of the sickness once it comes through. So appreciate your health now and go forth and soak up more Japanese principles in your life. You can go back into my backlog and check out some of the other podcasts. Just pick based on the title and see the daily experiences that I've been going through since September of last year. Looking forward to recording some more episodes and getting that content out to you. Great. If you're interested in getting some Japanese culture in your mail, hearing from local people, I just sent out part of an interview I did with a local juice house owner. And some of my readers responded and they enjoyed the interview. So I am going to mail that out with a book. These stories, part of it would come in a handwritten letter and the other part would be included in the novel itself. Kind of like a way for you to search. The letter is more of like a motivator to jump. It's the fire. It's lighting the fire for you to jump in the lake of my novel. That's the metaphor I'm going with. So if you're interested in that, you can go to www.brandonchin.net/raw, R-A-W. Or if you just want a free novel, PDF, jump to www.brandonchin.net/block, B-L-O-C-K, and type in your email address and you can get that free book there. Great. As always, share the podcast with one person after you're done with this. You know, people coming to travel to Japan especially, or wherever you are, maybe there is some pollen in the air. And it's always good to remind people to be appreciative of their health and stay strong. Cool. Today is the 19th. It is 9:33 p.m. See you on the next one. Thanks for listening.